And good afternoon, everybody. You're listening to live coverage of high school football on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1260, 105.7, and 92.1 FM, KROX, as we have a nine-man Section 8 matchup for you today. The Badger Greenbush Middle River Gators on the road taking on the Stephen Argyle Storm here in Argyle, Minnesota. Tommy Rezach and Chris Fee with you here today. We're going to hear from both head coaches coming up here in the Riverview Health pregame show. For Badger Greenbush Middle River, this will be just their second game of the year, an 0-1 record. They opened their season on October 9th with a 28-6 loss at Fertile Beltrami, but had to undergo a mandatory quarantine due to a minor COVID-19 outbreak. But enough of the players are back and recovered, and they are ready to get after it after a two-week absence. Stephen Argyle, on the other hand, they are 2-0. They were last in action in Argyle 9 days ago, taking on Warren Alboreto Oslo, and they defeated the Ponies 47-0 in that game. So Stephen Argyle feeling good with a 2-0 record. They beat Nevis 36-14 in week one. So the Storm look to keep this momentum going here on their home field. It is their homecoming as well for the Stephen Argyle Storm. So we are working our way towards a 1:30 kickoff here this afternoon. Should be interesting. We'll see what happens. A Saturday afternoon high school game. Don't get that every day, so we're delighted to bring it to you on KROX. With that, we will go ahead and take our first break, and when we come back, we'll hear from both head coaches. We'll first hear from John Lee of Badger Greenbush Middle River and Coach Ethan Marcus of Stephen Argyle. That's ahead. You're listening to the Riverview Health pregame show on KROX.
It is the Riverview Health pregame show, as we've got high school football on the air on this Saturday. We're in Argyle as the Stephen Argyle Storm play host to the Gators of Badger Greenbush Middle River in nine-man football action. We're now pleased to be joined by the head coach of the Badger Greenbush Middle River Gators, John Lee. As BGMR comes into this game 0-1, they opened their season back on October the 9th with a 28-6 loss at Fertile Beltrami. Had a game against Northern Freeze on October the 15th that was postponed. So here we are on the 24th of October, playing a game that was originally scheduled for Saturday afternoon here, a 1:30 kickoff. And Coach, we'll start there, I guess. What's been the challenges of just navigating the season? We knew it'd be a shortened one, and we knew this year was going to be different some time ago, but now that we're actually into the season, we've seen a lot of, you know, changes, reschedulings, cancellations. I guess just for you personally, what's it been like just navigating through this year?
Well, I'm impressed that you just got through all of those date changes and game changes and schedule changes. Yeah, it's been a just crazy year. Normally, you know, we would be in the second round of the playoffs basically already, and we're looking at playing our second game. And we have snow on the ground, and we have, you know, quite a few games still to go. And following our first game against Fertile, we had one player test positive for COVID. That one player turned into five, and it has been a crazy past 2 weeks. The entire team has been quarantined, and we have been having practice virtually. And that's how we've been able to try to prepare for one of the best teams, you know, that usually nine man has to offer in the state, the Stephen Argyle Storm. So very tough.
Wow. I guess I had heard that there had been some COVID cases with your team. I guess, yeah, I didn't realize the extent. So when's the last time that your team has been able to actually strap on the pads and have contact in practice?
The 8th of October, before the game before we played Fertile. We have not had our pads on since the game, and deciding to play this game is more about trying to have some fun with this season still. And you know, we know that it's gonna be really tough to compete at the level we should, but the alternative was canceling another game, and we were already down to just a few. And you know, I really feel for the seniors this year. I also coach track, and you know, I had to see all my seniors lose their entire season this spring, which was really tough to do.
Speaking with Badger Greenbush Middle River football coach John Lee as the Gators get set to take on the Storm of Stephen Argyle in Argyle this afternoon. So, yeah, obviously a tough challenge ahead for you guys. Stephen Argyle's played two games, they've won both of them. So, yeah, and like you said, they are kind of a perennial power in nine-man football. But, yeah, at the same time, you know, I think that's you hit a good point, and that is I think people want to play as many games as they can this year because – yeah, you don't really know what's coming next. So I do appreciate that mindset of, you know, let the kids compete as much as they can in a safe fashion. So that being said, as you take the field against the Storm today, what are some things you just hope to see out of your team? What are some things you just hope happens on the field?
I hope they're excited. I hope they don't come out and play tentative. I want them to have fun and give everything they've got so that they can say, you know, look what we did. Win, lose, or draw. Look what we did. We did this after only learning with our minds and not, you know, physically going through the motions. We've just done a lot of tape review and a lot of just going over X's and O's, which of course is not ideal, but it's the only thing we're allowed to do right now.
Mm-hmm. And besides the positive test that you've had, otherwise physically no major injuries, the team health good overall elsewhere?
Well, my starting fullback, Dylan Foss, had a high ankle sprain in Fertile, one of the very first, our second possession actually, mm-hmm. and he's also our starting defensive end, or corner, or whatever you want to call it in our defense. And that hurt our team a lot in that game. He's been a stable. He started all of last year in that spot. So I'm really hoping he tells me he's going to be back this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I haven't seen any of my kids in person, so I don't know if he can run. We'll find out Saturday. We're going to get to the field a little early and have a little mini practice before the game. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll be, I'm sure your kids will appreciate the opportunity just to be out there and, throw the ball around and run around a little bit, maybe hit some guys. Yeah, I think, just simply the opportunity to play again. Yeah, it sounds like the Gators have been itching to do just that. That is Badger Greenbush Middle River head football coach John Lee as the Gators head to Argyle today to take on the Stephen Argyle Storm, a 1:30 kickoff today, and you'll hear the game right here on KROX. Coach Lee, we appreciate the time. Good luck.
Thanks, Tommy.
My thanks to head coach John Lee of BGMR for his time on the Riverview Health pregame show. Yeah, it's going to be an interesting ride. Coach Lee knows it. No game, no practice in the last 15 days. They're down a couple of guys still because of COVID-19, and Dylan Foss, their starting fullback, questionable with injury. We'll see if he plays. We'll take a break, come back. We'll hear from the head coach of the Stephen Argyle Storm, Ethan Marcus, as the Storm have their homecoming today here in Argyle this afternoon. More to come. You're listening to the Riverview Health pregame show, preceding high school football between Badger Greenbush Middle River and Stephen Argyle right here.
Welcome you back to Argyle. This is the Riverview Health pregame show as we have high school football on the air on a Saturday afternoon. Kind of a treat, not our usual time, but we're certainly looking forward to this matchup as the Stephen Argyle Storm with a record of 2-0 playing host to the Gators of Badger Greenbush Middle River. This game was rescheduled from a Friday night and moved to a Saturday afternoon as we work our way toward a 1:30 kickoff. We're pleased to be joined by the head coach of the Storm, Ethan Marcus. And the last time the Storm were in action, we carried that game on KROX as well. Stephen Argyle playing host to Warren Alvarado Oslo, and it was a Storm show from start to finish, 47-0. Stephen Argyle came out victorious. And, Coach, you and I talked after that game. Obviously a pretty complete performance, but you've had now 9 days to practice and to work on some things. I guess, what have your guys kind of been honing in on since that last game?
Well, I guess the main thing is, you know, cleaning up some of the small mistakes that in a game like that, so many things tend to go our way that maybe they're overlooked or neglected or viewed as maybe not that big of a deal, but we know that you know, even facing Warren again, let's say in the playoffs, it's going to be more of a challenge, and things will not always go our way with good fortune. So we're trying to clean up small errors here and there and see if we can't play to our best, and we're hoping to do that today.
Yeah. Now, your opponent, Badger Greenbush, Middle River, they had a game against the Northern Freeze that was postponed. They had had a handful of COVID-19 cases. Their mandatory quarantine is over, so they've been kind of out of the loop for the last couple of weeks. And I know they kind of reached out to you guys and said, hey, do you want to play on Saturday? And you're able to make it happen. So, just the opportunity to play on a Saturday afternoon, it's kind of new but exciting, isn't it?
This is going to be great. You know, the sun's going to be shining, and I would say everyone is happy. It's late in the year, and it gets cool at night and in the morning, so this is going to be ideal, and I think everybody likes a late fall, midday warm sun game, so this will be a fun day.
Yeah, I agree. I'm glad we can carry it on the radio as well. So, the Gators, they had one game, I believe it was against Fertile Beltrami in week one and lost it 28-6. But, yeah, obviously they haven't been playing the last 2 weeks out of precautions. So, I guess in what limited knowledge you know of this team this season, what are maybe some keys for your guys to come out and play a good game?
Well, I think the same as usual. We need to control the football, and we need to stop their run game. And they look a lot like they were last year, where they maybe haven't quite hit their stride yet. You know, I'm sure they weren't real pleased with the game in Fertile that night, but they are well capable, and that's very clear to see on film that they're a talented bunch, and they can easily piece together a real nice team here. I'm sure the quarantine time, that's probably not helping them out, but I'm sure that if you neglect this team, they can embarrass you as well. So we're going to be ready, and we think that if we stick to our usual goals and put our best effort forward, things hopefully will go our way.
Yeah, the Gators did have a pretty successful campaign last year, record of 5-3. They did lose to Stephen Argyle in a pretty competitive game, 36-14, a game that was played up in Badger last year. But yeah, new year and a lot of uncertainty probably going into a game like this with what's been going on this year, cancellations, postponements, some opponents having more games than others. So yeah, it should be interesting, should be a fun game, a fun atmosphere, and we look forward to carrying it for you on KROX. He is Ethan Marcus, the head coach of the Stephen Argyle Storm, as the Storm play host to the Gators of Badger Greenbush Middle River. Got my mascots mixed up there. Nine-man football we'll have at the kickoff at 1:30 here this afternoon on KROX. Coach Marcus, thanks for the time and good luck.
Hey, thanks for having us on.
Thanks to Stephen Argyle Storm head coach Ethan Marcus for his time on the Riverview Health pregame show. We'll take a break. Starting lineups and the kickoff on the way. You're listening to high school football. BGMR taking on Stephen Argyle on KROX. To Argyle and Jay Sorensen Memorial Field, home of the Stephen Argyle Storm, as pregame warmups continue between the Stephen Argyle Storm and Badger Greenbush Middle River. Should have a kickoff right around the bottom of the hour here on KROX. Time for our starting lineups. They start with the visitors, the Gators of BGMR, with a record of 0-1. First up for them, a sophomore playing running back and corner, number 4, Dylan Von Endy. A senior playing quarterback and cornerback in the secondary, number 11, Tayson Swenson. Also listed as a quarterback, we'll probably see both of these guys get snaps today, a junior. He also plays safety, number 18, Kobe DeLager. Elsewhere, a junior playing tight end and linebacker, number 23, Avon Augustin. Elsewhere, a junior playing fullback and linebacker, number 35, Ethan Waggy. A senior playing tight end and linebacker, number 44, Aaron Westling. A senior on the offensive and defensive line, number 51, Dawson Bido. A sophomore also playing O-line and D-line, number 55, Mason Scharf. And finally, a junior playing center on the offense, defensive line, on the defense, number 75, Nathan Waggy. The Badger Greenbush Middle River Gators are head coached by John Lee, assisted by Mike Coltham, Brian Modal, Striker Hassan, and Jeremy Swenson. And now for the home team, the Stephen Argyle Storm, on their homecoming day here in Argyle. First up for them.
Put me in cold. I'm ready to play today. Put me in cold. I'm ready to play today.
A senior, a 6 foot, 170-pound senior playing running back and linebacker, number 2, Jason Lindgren. A 6'2", 175-pound senior playing tight end and linebacker, number 5, Brandon Kroll. At quarterback, a 6'1", 150-pound senior, number 13, Zach McGlynn. He was very efficient in his last time out, throwing a couple of scores. A 5'11", 160-pound junior, number 20, Colin McGregor. A 5'7", 160-pound senior playing running back and linebacker, number 25, James Peterson. At fullback and linebacker, a 5'10", 180-pound senior, number 26, Michael Jacobson.
After that is a 6'2", 165-pound junior playing tight end and also linebacker, number 45, Colton Paniak. After that, on the offensive and defensive line, a 6'2", 210-pound senior, number 56, Logan Nordine. A 5'10", 265-pound senior playing the nose guard position and also offensive line, that's number 70, Juan Martinez. And finally, on the offensive and defensive line, a 5'7", 235-pound senior, number 80, Josh Peterszewski. Stephen Argyle is head coached by Ethan Marcus, assisted by Matt Krolik, Tony Safransky, Jesse Sunby, and Zach Risky. Those are your starting lineups brought to you by Napa Crooks and Welding and Machine. Welcome back to Argyle, Jay Sorensen Memorial Field, as the Stephen Argyle Storm are ready to kick off against the Badger Greenbush Middle River Gators. Tommy Rezach up in the booth, Chris Fee down on the sidelines. Chris, good afternoon to you. Are you staying warm down there?
Yeah, it's actually a beautiful afternoon. Just talking to Ethan DeMarcus, he said, beautiful day. Hopefully the sun can come out and you couldn't ask for a better afternoon. And I think he's about right for this time of year.
Honestly, yeah, 28 degrees, mainly cloudy at this point. But yeah, not much wind at all. A northwest wind at 3 miles an hour. Could get up into the low 30s by the time this game is over. But yeah, if there's no wind, we are in pretty good shape. Stephen Argyle in their home navy blue uniforms, the bright gold pants, bright gold numbers, the navy blue helmets with that L.A. Chargers bolt on either side of the helmet. Badger Greenbush Middle River, their white jerseys, black pants, dark green numbers, black helmets with gators and green letters on either side. So it looks like both teams are getting ready to take the field now. As we are ready for high school football, Stephen Argyle and Badger Greenbush Middle River. This game initially scheduled for yesterday, but due to BGMR's mandatory quarantine, both teams were able to reschedule for just a day later. So this will be the Gators' first game in 15 days, but Stephen Argyle, they haven't played since last Wednesday, so they've had 9 days off as well. So this should be a very interesting one, especially early on, seeing how both of these teams respond.
And it's going to be interesting to see how Badger Greenbush Middle River, how they come out here. First game in 2 weeks. They really haven't had any practice either. So obviously taking care of the ball and making those tackles are going to be the key factors early on.
Aaron Westling to kick off for Badger Greenbush Middle River. Jason Lindgren back deep for the Storm, as is Colin McGregor. And the ball, kind of a squib kick, rolling on the ground near side. It's out of bounds. That's going to be a flag. So there you see right there, a product of perhaps just not playing for 2 weeks, a kickoff going out of bounds on the near side, and Stephen Argyle will have great starting field position.
And they're going to have the Gators re-kick.
So they'll just re-kick it instead, okay. And kicking off from the 40-yard line now. Stephen Argyle will be receiving, moving right to left across your radio dial. Yeah, again, a beautiful, crisp afternoon for high school football. Football of any kind on a Saturday, it's a good thing.
So the 5-yard penalty moves them back, and they'll be kicking off from the 35. And the reason why they're Stephen Argyle is doing that, they want to get a return here and get even better field position if possible.
So Westling with the boot. This time he kicks it high, end over end, a short kickoff. And that is fielded, I believe that's Connor, nope, check that, number 32. Caden Mooney fields it at about the 35, and he gets going pretty well up to the 49-yard line. So, yeah, terrific starting field position for the Storm at their own 49. 11:54 to go in this first quarter. So, Zach McGlynn and the Storm offense ready to take the field. They piled up 348 yards against Warren Alvarado Oslo on this very field 9 days ago. And this is a team that's already piled up over 500 yards rushing through the first two games. McGlynn under center, turns, handed off, stretch play left to Jason Lindgren. He barrels his way forward across midfield to the 45 and down to the 42-yard line. Gain of about 9, so a great run by Lindgren on first down.
Well, Lindgren is so dangerous. Yeah, he's shifty, but he also follows his blocker so well, and that's what he did that time.
That's what Stephen Argyle was able to do against the Ponies. Good blocking, wear down their defensive front. They'll look to do the same today. McGlynn again under center. In motion from left to right is McGregor. And the handoff comes to McGregor. He's got a hole right side. 30, 25, 20, down the far hash. And he's tackled at about the 16-yard line. Let's see, coming up with a stop there. Looked like number 33, Caden DeRay. But a huge gain for Colin McGregor.
And they'll mark it at the 17.
Let's see, 25 yards. Yeah, 25 yards for Colin McGregor on his first carry.
So already for the Storm, two rush plays for 34 yards. They have first and 10 at the Gator 17, driving from right to left. McGlynn under center. He's got a running back behind him, getting the carry this time, and sliding to a stop is James Peterson. Peterson able to get a couple. Looks like they mark him at about the 14.
Now they'll mark it at the 13 there. And as he tried to make his cut, he saw an opening to cut it right upfield instead of bouncing it out to the near sideline. And as he made that cut, he lost his footing. And
this will be the fourth play of the drive here. Second and 6 for Stephen Argyle. Already at the BGMR 13 turn. They'll hand it off to Colin McGregor. McGregor tries the right side. Little bit of daylight. Not a ton. They'll mark him
at the 9.
Yeah, about a 4. I was going to say 3 or 4 yard gain. So yeah, pick up a 4, it looks like, for McGregor. McGregor's second carry already has piled up 29 yards. Third and 2 for Stephen Argyle at the Badger Greenbush Middle River 10. So they can pick up a first down without scoring. About almost 2 minutes off the clock here, first quarter, no score. Storm already threatening at home. McGlynn under center. Couple backs behind him. He will turn and hand it off. Getting the carry is James Peterson. He's out to about the 5, so that's a first down.
They'll mark it at the 4 there, and coming up to make a nice hit for Badger Greenbush Middle River. I think that was Waggy in on the tackle.
So another Storm first down. They've already moved the chains 3 times on this drive, and they'll have it first and goal. Right at about, where is that, Chris? About the 4. Yeah. First and goal, Storm at the Gator 4-yard line, 9:33 and counting to go, first quarter, no score. McGlynn again under center. Man in motion is Jason Lindgren from right to left. He gets a toss sweep left. He will reach for the pylon. He's in there. Touchdown, Stephen Argyle. Jason Lindgren off left side from 4 yards away. Lindgren, that's his 4th touchdown of the year, and Stephen Argyle has a 6-0 lead.
Well, all it was just a simple pitch, but he had a huge block by one of his ends there to free up, allow him to get to the corner. He is able to just to sneak in right by the pylon to get the touchdown, and a perfectly executed drive there by Stephen Argyle.
4-yard touchdown for Lindgren. So they'll try for the extra point here. We saw Stephen Argyle have pretty reasonable success with this against Florin Alvarado Oslo. Jaden Kasperwitz. As the snap is down, kick is on the way through the uprights, and good.
And Kasparovich does a good job there as he, kicks it right through the upright as a perfect snap, perfect hold, and right through the middle.
Excellent. 7-0 Stephen Argyle after a 6-play, 51-yard drive. Only took 2 minutes and 21 seconds. With 9:23 to go in the first quarter, your score, Stephen Argyle 7, Badger Greenbush Middle River nothing. It's high school football on KROX. Argyle here on KROX. Tommy Rezach, Chris Fee, high school football coverage on KROX today. Stephen Argyle got the ball first. They score first. Took them only 6 plays, a little over 2 minutes, and it was Lindgren getting the touchdown there for Stephen Argyle. And now on the kickoff, Badger Greenbush Middle River takes a short kickoff up to the 35-yard line, returned there by Dylan Von Endy. Jaden Kasparovich coming up with the tackle. So not a bad return there for Badger Greenbush Middle River, and the Gators will have their first offensive series since October the 9th.
Well, Von Endy took it one hop off the turf and was able to have a decent return there and give his team a good field position at the 34.
So let's see what the Gators can do on offense. Lining up at quarterback, Kaysen Swenson. Again, he and Kobe DeLager both listed as quarterbacks, so Kaysen Swenson will line up under center first. He fakes the handoff to one player, then gives it to Ethan Waggy, his big junior fullback. Waggy with a nice gain on first down, about 6 yards, maybe 7 actually. So they'll mark him right about the 41, yeah, so gain of 7 there for Waggy.
Oh, nice quick hitter right off the left side of the line, and that's what you need to do against Stephen Argyle. If you have a long developing play, you're probably not going to get many yards, if any. And they went with the quick hitter right away.
Storm leading 7-0. Gators trying to respond as Swenson drops back to throw, and a nice pass, and catching it downfield is Kobe DeLager across midfield and down to the Storm 46-yard line. So that will be a nice gain of 9 plus 4, 13 yards on the pitch and catch. Kobe DeLager, nice catch and run.
And the pass was actually behind DeLager. He was able to make the grab with 2 hands. Then as soon as he caught it, he cut upfield. And a nice start here for Badger Greenbush Middle River.
And their first down. It will be 1st and 10 Gators at the Stephen Argyle 46. Again, Kaysen Swenson under center at QB. turns. He'll hand it off to Kobe DeLager. So DeLager doing a little bit of everything on offense now across the 45 to the 43. So a gain of about 3 yards there for DeLager. They might only give him two, actually, but second and eight coming up. Yeah, the Gators at least showing the ability to move this football early. Warren Alvarado Oslo, of course, had some trouble doing that last week. And for the Gators, Coach Lee said it in pregame. It's really just about having fun and giving these kids the opportunity to play after what's been just a rough 2020 in general. Dylan Von Endy, a receiver in motion from right to left, as Swenson will hand this ball off to Ethan Waggy. He'll try the near hash mark, kind of a stretch play right side. Near the 35, he's very close to a first down. I think he should have it. They will move the sticks. A gain of about nine there, I'd say.
Up to the 25, and a nice tackle by Kroll to come over, but great blocking on the right side by Badger Green, Bush Middle River.
Yeah, two first downs for the Gators already. This will be the fifth play of their drive. They have it first and 10 at the Stephen Argyle 35-yard line. Gators marching it from left to right. Stephen Argyle up 7-0, 7.5 minutes to go first quarter. Swenson under center. The motion man is Dylan Von Endy from right to left. Swenson's going to keep it himself. Tries left, cuts right. Gets a couple, but Stephen Argyle covers it well. Brandon Kroll pushes him back. But a gain of a couple there for Swenson.
Juan Martinez was the one that grabbed him by the ankles, and then Kroll finished him off on the top.
Yeah, Petrzewski, Josh Petrzewski also getting in there. Second down and eight, they'll call it, for the Gators from the Stephen Argyle 32-yard line. Under 7 minutes left now, first quarter. Stephen Argyle 7, Badger Green Bush Middle River nothing. Gators, though, in rhythm on this drive. This will be the sixth play of this march. Two receivers right, got a two on the left as well. Man in motion is Von Endy again. They'll just give it to the tailback. That's Ethan Waggy. Waggy off right side. Gets hit as he goes out of bounds. Brandon Kroll again, nice tackle there. But Waggy gets some positive yards near side. It'll make it a third and about five, so gain of three more for Waggy.
Well, Kroll's done a nice job early on. He's been in on a lot of tackles, but I don't think the Storm wants one of their defensive backs to be in on all the tackles. They'd rather have some of the linemen, but he's doing a good job making sure that they're not getting more yards than they are.
Yeah, covering all spots, that's for sure. All right, this will be the first third down of the game for Badger Greenbush Middle River. It's third and four at the Storm 29-yard line. Probably, actually, all but certainly to be four down territory. Swenson's under center, two receivers right, tight end on the left. He'll hand it off to Waggy, and he gets shoved back. We'll see where they mark it. I think he's short, but a great tackle by Michael Jacobson. Yeah, he's going to be short.
Gonna
I don't think Waggy
it's nowhere close.
Yeah, maybe a yard.
Petrzewski in on the tackle there for the Storm, and a nice stop. And I would assume this is four down territory here for the Gators.
Yeah, I think no gain officially on that one. Yeah, just a terrific open field tackle by Michael Jacobson. 5'10", 180-pound senior at linebacker. That kid packs a punch. So, yes, fourth down and four for Badger Greenbush Middle River at the Stephen Argyle 29. 6 minutes to go, first quarter. Storm lead at 7-0. Swenson goes to the air on a screen pass and jumping the route, knocking it out of the air. Is Colton Paniak. He sought that one out immediately. The Gators just tried to screen far side, tried to dump it off. Not a bad play call, but wow, did Paniak jump that route beautifully, and it's a turnover on downs.
And after the play, well, actually, as soon as it was batted down by Paniak, Coach Marcus looked back at his coaching staff, gave him a fist pump, and they were fired up after that big stop.
Rightfully so. Wow. Yes, that's a seven-play drive that comes to a stop for the Gators. So give them credit, though. I mean, they moved the chains a couple of times. I don't think they knew what to expect their first series. They at least showed the ability to move the ball. But here comes Zach McGlynn and the Storm offense on play action. McGlynn back to throw on first down. Dumps it off near side. That's Michael Jacobson. McGlynn. Jacobson makes the catch. Falls forward to the 30.
Short pass over there to 26. Mike
so
Jacobson.
Let's see. They'll give him how many yards would that be? A gain of four, looks like. Yep. Jacobson, that'll be his first catch of the day, and the first pass completed by Zach McGlynn.
Second and six.
McGlynn rolled out to his left, and I think he was looking to run a little more, but then he saw Jacobson coming across and quickly let the pass go.
So McGlynn under center again. He's got one receiver bunched tight to each side, and he'll hand it off to the tailback. Michael Jacobson just throwing a stiff arm, bouncing defenders off of him. Davidson very close to a first down, up to the 36-yard line. I think they'll mark him a yard short, though. Maybe a yard or two short. And so Jacobson now gets his first catch and first carry of the game on this drive. Third down and two coming up for Stephen Argyle. Ball on their own 36-yard line. The Storm already 1-for-1 on third down.
Now, if you're going to try to tackle one of the Storm ball carriers, you better be ready for some physicality, and that time BGMR was not.
So again, Jacobson the tailback, one receiver on each side. Motion man's Colin McGregor, and it is the tailback. Jacobson getting the carry, first down, and much more late flag. Jacobson does get it up to the 45, so this would be about a 9-yard gain, but we'll see what the flag is all about. Kind of came toward the end of the play, Chris. We'll see what this is. Holding.
And holding.
On the offense, so that run will be negated.
Holding on the Storm.
So I believe they'll replay the third down.
And that'll push it back 10 yards from the spot of the foul. The good news is the spot of the foul was at about the 40-yard line. Or that's where the flag was anyway.
Toward the end of the play, yeah. So that'll back it up to the 31. That'll make it a third and about 7 now. So yeah, still a manageable down. Stephen Argyle, 3rd and 7 at their own 31. The Storm leading 7-0, 4:37 to go first quarter. A Glenn under center again. Jacobson the tailback. They'll give it to one of the ends, though. That's Colin McGregor. McGregor was the motion man. He'll be close. He might be a little short. Dylan Foss, who was questionable coming in, makes the tackle. And, yeah, he's going to be about a yard short, it appears.
There's the head official just said he's short, and then he said by about, and then I didn't come here after that, but about the length of the football, probably. And I would have it is about the length of the football. He just gave us the signal. So decision time here for the Storm.
And we'll see what Coach Marcus decides here. I don't see any different personnel coming on, I would imagine. Oh, yeah, this is a tough call. You're up 7-0. You're in your own territory. The Storm on their own 37. 3:43 and counting to go, first quarter. Stephen Argyle 7, Badger Greenbush Middle River nothing. On the Draft Sports Bar and Grill scoreboard update.
A lot of coaches say if we can't get it on fourth and short, we don't deserve it, and the Storm are going to go for it here.
Yes, they are. Both teams crowd the line. McGlynn under center. Motion man is Lindgren. Looks like the handoff, though, comes to the tailback, Jacobson. And Jacobson will have plenty enough for the first down. Looks like he got about 3 or 4 yards on that carry. About 3 yards exactly. Only needed about one. And, yeah, that'll move the chains.
Well, nothing fancy, just a quick hitter, what you want to do in a fourth and short situation. They just got it off, and that's one thing the Storm are so good at. They get off the ball, and they hit that hole so hard that by the time you get them, it's too late.
Glenn under center. One receiver bunch tight each way. Jacobson, the tailback. They give it to the motion man, Lindgren, who is coming from right to left. Lindgren starts left, cuts it up the middle, and gets up to the 50-yard line. Nifty run by him. That's a gain of 11, as they'll put it, at the Gator 49-yard line. Terrific run on first down by Lindgren. Well, Lindgren had the touchdown earlier this quarter.
Yeah, he is just so good, and he had great blockers. There was three or four teammates right in front of him, and then he spun off and cut it back towards the middle of the field to get those yards. But, again, it's great running, but also great blocking.
First and 10, Stephen Argyle at the 49-yard line. Play action. McGlynn rolls left, throws left, pass is caught by James Peterson. Down the near side, close to a first down across the 40. He does have a first down. Bullies his way to about the 37-yard line. Pick up a 12 more. Terrific series there. McGlynn on play action off with a little bootleg throw. And Peterson has his first catch of the afternoon. Gain of 12, so already McGlynn 2 for 2 through the air for 16 yards. McGlynn under center again. One receiver each way. Tailback is James Peterson. He's got a hole up the middle, then it's sealed off. He gets up to the 30. Good open field tackle there by Dylan Foss to limit the yards. Looked like he had a bigger hole.
Well, he had a huge hole, but then on the handoff, the quarterback and running back ran into each other. So it's amazing that they're able to get as many yards as they did.
Seventh play of the Stephen Argyle drive coming up. One receiver each way. McGlynn under center. Peterson to tailback. They'll give it to the man on the right side, Lindgren, who comes in motion to the left. Lindgren cuts it up the middle. He'll have a first down and much more up to about the 18-yard line. Pick up a 13 yards for Lindgren. Or check that, Peterson. Wait. Was it Lindgren or Peterson there? I believe that was Lindgren.
That was Lindgren.
Yeah, it was Lindgren. Okay, I had it right the first time.
And he just ducked behind his blocker, and then when the time was right, he just took off.
So again, McGlynn, this time he'll hand it off to Colin McGregor. And McGregor cuts it up to about the 10. So that'll be a gain of about 7. Boy, yeah, this Stephen Argyle offensive line really starting to get great push. These running backs hitting the hole, and Boy, Stephen Argyle, a well-oiled machine by this point with this ground game.
On that first touchdown of the game, it was McGregor that had that big block on the outside to free up the first touchdown. So good to see him getting rewarded with some carries here.
Down to a minute 20 to go first quarter. 7-0 Stephen Argyle. They're threatening for more as this handoff comes up the middle. They give it to Michael Jacobson that time, the senior. See where they mark him down there.
At the five.
That should be
the five.
Yeah, first down, right?
Yep.
Yep. First and goal at the five. So pick up a five by Jacobson. Already seven first downs by Stephen Argyle in this first quarter. And now on first and goal at the five, they'll hand it off to Peterson. He tries left side. He's very close. He will be short.
At the two.
Gain of three. Yeah, about three or three and a half. It'll be very close. It'll be second and goal from about the one and a half.
At the two.
At the two. Okay, thank you, Chris. Yeah, Chris down there on the sidelines, right next to the action. Yeah, the clock running at about 30 seconds now and less than that in the first quarter. 7-0. Stephen Argyle, they have second and goal at the three. McGlynn under center. Peter Jacobson behind him, play action. He'll toss it toward the end zone, kind of a lower throw. He had a man out there. It's incomplete. Well defended by the Gators, Colton Paniak, the intended target.
And Dylan Foss was the Gator player that was right next to Paniak. And on that pass, I don't know if it slipped out of the hands of McGlynn there, but it was sort of a wounded duck as it went in, and it fluttered, and that almost allowed the Gators to intercept the pass.
Yeah, kind of a wobbly high throw, kind of behind the receiver. So 18.8 to go. That's where the clock is stopped. Third and goal for Stephen Argyle at the three. McGlynn under center. He'll hand it off to Michael Jacobson. He cracks his way. The Storm say touchdown. No official call yet.
The official on the far side is saying he's down just an inch from the goal line.
Wow.
And I think that is the correct call.
Yeah, you have a better view than I do down there. So, yeah, they're going to mark him short, and that will bring us to the end of the quarter. So Jacobson gets two, but he needed three. And so it'll be a fourth down and goal for Stephen Argyle at the one-yard line when we come back. That is the end of the first quarter. Well, Stephen Argyle off to a decent start, but they'll have a big down to start the second quarter when we come back. 7-0, Stephen Argyle over Badger Greenbush Middle River. You're listening to high school football on KROX. It's fourth and goal for Stephen Argyle. They've switched sides. They're at the left end zone, now to the right. As we begin the quarter, Stephen Argyle up 7-0, fourth and goal at the one. McGlynn under center, quarterback dive. He's in, touchdown Storm. That is how you do it, old school. As Zach McGlynn dives ahead for the rushing touchdown, his first rushing score of the season, and that's a big conversion on fourth and goal at the one. McGlynn is in, and it's now 13-0 Storm.
Oh, that was a good play call there. They sent the man in motion, and that really threw off Badger Greenbush Middle River. They kept an eye on that guy going in motion, and then they completely forgot about a possible quarterback dive.
That was a long drive, over 6 minutes. As the point after is blocked, Kaysen Swenson blocking a point after from Jaden Kasprovich.
Nice job by the Gators getting right through and able to block the kick without running into the kicker as well. So that was a nice play by the Gators.
Well, with 11 minutes, 58 seconds to go in the second quarter, your score is Stephen Argyle 13 and Badger Greenbush Middle River nothing. Kickoff next on KROX. Welcome back. Argyle, Jay Sorensen Memorial Field, home of the Stephen Argyle Storm. Tommy Rezat, Chris V with you. 13-0 Storm after a 13-play, 71-yard march. Took 6 minutes and 2 seconds off the clock. Zach McGlynn, the rushing touchdown from a yard away, but the point after blocked by Badger Greenbush Middle River. So, Jaden Kasprovich will kick it back end over end. A good kick. It's down about the 10. It'll be fielded by Dylan Von Endy. He cuts upfield to the 20 and gets covered pretty quickly. He's down at about the 23, it looks like.
Oh, good chase by Riley Clausen to get him from behind.
Yeah, the junior, Riley Clausen, 6 foot, 150 pounds. Jacobson also combining it for the stop. So first and 10 for the Gators at about the 23.
Those are the tackles you love to see when they don't give up on the play and they're hustling and they make the tackle from behind. That shows you they're getting after it, but great hustle.
Well, Badger Greenbush Middle River able to move the ball about 30 total yards on that last drive, but came up short on a fourth down. So let's see what they got here. Kaysen Swenson under center. He'll turn and hand it off to Kobe DeLager. DeLonger's made some nice plays. Ball may have came out late.
It did, but they're saying that the knee was down before the ball came out. Didn't matter because Badger, Greenbush, Middle River, they were able to recover the fumble anyway. That was DeLonger. It looked like he was going to have a big game. Then all of a sudden the storm, they just close in on it so quick and were able to make the tackle. So it went from looking like it was going to be a possible 5-7 yard gain to no gain at all.
It'll be second down and 10 for the Gators from their own 23. BGMR now moving the ball right to left, trailing here in Argyle 13-0. 11 minutes, 15 seconds to go in this first half. Kaysen Swenson under center. Tailback Ethan Waggy. Got receivers split out each way. Hands it off now to Dylan Von Endy. Von Endy finds some daylight but gets pushed back there by Colin McGregor and also Michael Jacobson.
James Peterson also. So basically all their linebackers were in on that tackle.
Von Endy's first carry of the game goes only for a couple. They only give him one, it looks like. 3rd and 9 from about the 24.
I would give him 2 there on that
okay.
one.
Yeah, I thought I was leaning toward. All right.
Never go by the chain.
BGMR 0 for 1 on third down so far. See what they got here. Swenson under center, 2 receivers each way. Woggy's the tailback. Straight back to throw goes Swenson. Under pressure, pass is caught, but falling over as he makes the catch is Ethan Woggy. He's well shy of the first down. He may only have got about a yard, maybe no gain at all.
No gain. Yeah, right back to the 35. And Woggy, I think one of his linemen was telling him, why'd you catch that for? Just let it go. But it doesn't matter. Either way, he got one more catch in the stats, I guess. And he did it on his backside. Now he's going to be the one that's going to be the long snapper.
Yeah, so this is the first punt of the day we'll see from either team. Getting ready to kick it away. It's a high snap, corralling it. That's Kobe DeLogger. Kicks it high to about the 33. It does kind of took a Gator bounce for a second, then comes to a complete halt at the 33-yard line. Not a bad punt, really. Let's see, what are they down at the 46? 47, so actually only about a 22-yard punt.
It was 9:43 left here in the first half. I think we just saw a few adjustments made by Stephen Argyle from the first defensive series to the second. The first one, they bent, they did not break. Second one, they didn't bend at all. They came out strong and made some great tackles and great plays.
So the Storm start 1st and 10 on the Gator 47-yard line, their best starting field position to this point. Colin McGregor gets a carry off right side, hits the hole, and he's got decent yardage up to the 39-yard line. So a pickup of about 8 right there on first down.
Yeah, coming over for Badger Greenbush Middle River was Michael Chaplinski to make the tackle. But again, just the huge holes almost every time the Storm are running a play. And when you're getting 6, 7, 8 yards a play, you'll take that all day long.
Already 44 yards on 4 carries for Colin McGregor. He had a 25-yard scamper in that first quarter. Quarterback McGlynn under center. One receiver bunched tight each way. He'll give it to the tailback. That's James Peterson. Peterson rumbles forward. He'll have the first down up to the 31, so pick up a 7. So another nice gain on Peterson's 4th carry of the day. And already 8 first downs for Stephen Argyle.
And one thing you're going to want to keep an eye on as this half progresses, you're going to see BGMR. They really haven't had practice for 2 weeks.
Right.
They're not in any shape whatsoever. So as the second quarter goes, they're going to continue to get ground down. And they're just not going to have that, just the capacity to finish the half strong.
Zach McGlynn under center again. He'll give this one off to the motion man, Jason Lindgren, coming from right to left. Runs into his blocker. He'll have good yardage, though, up to about the 14-yard line. Geez, that'll be about 16 or 17 yards.
Right at the 15 is where they're going to mark it, but he just hits the hole so strong, and he gets up. he must have taken a hit maybe to the lower midsection there as he came walking back a little gingerly.
Lindgren's last 3 carries have gone for 11, 13, and 16. And he also has a touchdown on 5 total carries today. McGlynn under center. Same formation, one tailback, one guy bunched tight on each side. They give it to the tailback, Michael Jacobson. He's bouncing off tacklers, following his blockers. Near the goal line, he'll be just shy. A gain of about 14, it'll be 1st and goal, Stephen Argyle.
Boy, they just plug in a different back every time, and unfortunately getting up a little slow and walking gingerly there is Jacobson. He's going to come out of the game, and looks like it might be a left leg injury there, but He is walking off in his own power.
Yeah, Jacobson's been working hard already, 7 carries for him. That's the thing about this running game. Coming into this game, 4 guys with north of 120 yards. It's kind of a four-headed monster. They toss it to Lindgren, and he is in untouched. Touchdown, Stephen Argyle. Jason Lindgren from a yard away on the toss sweep to the left. For Lindgren, that's touchdown number 4 on the season. And, yeah, it is a score now 19-0.
Well, that time the Gators were planning for the dive and the storm. Great play calling once again. I think they anticipated the Gators were going to try to stop the dive. So they pitched it out to the outside, and Lindgren goes in, as you said, untouched.
Down Stephen Argyle. Jason Lindgren from a yard away on the toss sweep to the left. For Lindgren, that's touchdown number 4 on the season. And, yeah, it is a score now 19-0.
Well, that time the Gators were planning for the dive and the storm. Great play calling once again. I think they anticipated the Gators were going to try to stop the dive. So they pitched it out to the outside, and Lindgren goes in, as you said, untouched.
Their PAT on the last opportunity was blocked, and in for the 2-point try, James Peterson. And with 7:45 to go in the second quarter, after a 5-play, 47-yard march, the Storm take a 21-0 lead over the Gators of Badger Green Bush Middle River here in Argyle. Kickoff is next. It's high school football on KROX. We welcome you back to Jay Sorensen Memorial Field in Argyle, home of the Storm. Stephen Argyle enjoying a 21-0 lead over Badger Greenbush Middle River. Tommy Rezach, Chris Fee with you this afternoon. Michael Jacobson being examined over there on the bench after he came out late in that series. So yeah, it was Jason Lindgren on the 1-yard toss sweep, the score. Michael Jacobson ran it in for the 2-point try. And now the kickoff by Jaden Kasprovich. That'll be caught at about the 12-yard line and out of the air as Kobe DeLager. He snagged it out of the air and gets a hole, 35. And the kicker, Kasprovich, brings him down up to the 41-yard line. About the 40 is where they'll mark it, actually. But still, Badger Greenbush Middle River, they've had some decent moments on special teams. They blocked the PAT. They've gotten a couple decent kick returns today. So let's see if they can make something of it and turn it into some points, maybe. 7:39 to go in this first half. 21-0. Storm over the Gators. BGMR playing the first time in 15 days. Kaysen Swenson under center. Play action. He'll roll to his left. Pressure coming. Dumps it off. Incomplete. Was looking for Avon Augustin down the field. Pretty well covered down there by Stephen Argyle. James Peterson, among others, providing coverage. And it will be. It will be a second down and 10 coming up.
Second and 10 coming.
That'll stop the clock as well at 7:33 in this second quarter. Kaysen Swenson, the QB, under center. Two receivers each way. The tailback is Ethan Waggy. Back to throw goes Swenson. Throws it over the middle. Pass caught in stride by Avon Augustin. He'll be shy of the first down, though. marking him at the 48-yard line. Pickup of 8 yards. Nice catch by Avon Augustin on the run. Jason Swenson's done a pretty decent job throwing the ball today. Augustin, his first reception of the afternoon. Badger Greenbush Middle River is 0-for-2 on third down. They will convert this one, though, as they keep it on the ground. Quarterback keep by Kaysen Swenson. Gains plenty of yards, up to the 42.
On Swenson, I think he was stopped. He might have been stopped short of the first down there, but he just kept those legs pumping, and second, third, fourth, or maybe it's just all one big effort combined, but some of his teammates helped push him along, too. So nice play there for the Gators, and see if the Storm can stiffen up now.
Yeah, they pushed the pile there. So this is the second time the Gators have moved the ball into enemy territory. Let's see what they got. First and 10, BGMR at the Stephen Argyle 42. 6:40 left first half, 21-0. Storm with the lead here at home. This handoff comes to the tailback, Ethan Waggy, and nothing doing. Great coverage there by Jaden Kasprovich. Leading the stop, no gain.
Well, maybe that's the little spark that the Storm defense wants, and getting banged up, and Logan Nordine was out there, and he got hit in the helmet, was shaking his head a little bit after that, so they're going to take him out just to give him a little breather, shake the cobwebs off.
Mason Scharf comes out of the game for BGMR. One receiver each way, a tight end on the right for BGMR as Kaysen Swenson goes back to throw. Wide open is Dylan Von Endy. Slips one tackle. He's to the 35. He's got about 3, 4, 5 Storm defenders on him. He'll have the first down out across the 30-yard line. Pick up a 12 yards for Dylan Von Endy.
Well, the Gators, as you said earlier, Tommy, they had a good year, 5-3 last year, which is outstanding, especially in this neck of the woods with all the good nine-man teams. But they've come out here, a nice mix of running and passing, and they've been doing a really nice job here, especially since they haven't played for 2 weeks.
Yeah, Swenson 4 of 5 through the air, and yeah, last year a terrific season for them. They'd endured some tough years in the mid-2000s. As Swenson goes back to throw, avoids the rush. Can he avoid it for much longer? Yes, he shucks a tackler, rolls left, now comes right. He's going to throw it over the middle of the field. He's got a man out there, it's caught! Touchdown, Badger Greenbush Middle River! A terrific play! Swenson avoiding defenders at all costs, and down the field is Aaron Westling on a hope and a prayer! And the Badger Greenbush Middle River Gators on the board!
Oh, that was all Swenson on that one. He was able to elude, half the Storm team on defense. They weren't able to wrap him up, and not being able to wrap him up cost the Storm, because Swenson was able to get loose. And when a play like that happens, the receiver was able to do it, just keep going down the field, and he was wide open for the touchdown.
30 yards for the score. Now the point after try is up, and it is good. Ethan Waggy knocks it through. What a huge response by Badger Greenbush Middle River. With 5:23 to go in the first half, your score, Stephen Argyle 21, Badger Greenbush Middle River 7. Turn on SportsCenter. That might make the top 10. That was a terrific scramble and throw and the catch by Aaron Westling for the touchdown. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Argyle. Stephen Argyle leading Badger Greenbush Middle River 21-7, but a 6-play, 60-yard drive capped off by a terrific 30-yard touchdown throw from Kaysen Swenson to Aaron Westling, the point after by Ethan Waggy with the PAT. The PAT good. It's a 2-touchdown game with 5:23 to go. Drive that only took 2 minutes, 16 seconds. A huge response. Here's the kickoff by Aaron Westling. Kicks it high but shallow. Oh, my goodness, and a nasty collision. As the ball comes loose, Jason Lindgren and James Peterson, little miscommunication. They collided hard. It is Storm football. The Gators thought they had a fumble recovery, but wow, Chris, I could hear the pads crack from up here. That was something.
That might be the best hit of the game so far, and not what the Storm were looking for. And you give credit. You had two guys going after that short kick, and Peterson was able to get it and jump on top of it, but Storm got lucky on that one.
It looked like a baseball play where a guy didn't call on a fly ball. But, yeah, all is well as Jason Lindgren will get a carry off the left side. He'll get 4 yards up to the 35.
We should mention Michael Jacobson was being looked at on the sidelines. We see the trainer going to get the go talk to Coach Marcus right now. But he is on the sidelines. He has put his helmet back on, but he is still out.
Hey, they were looking at his legs earlier in the quarter. I saw kind of just
stretching his right leg.
McGlynn under center, one receiver each way. Tailback here is James Peterson. And they will give it off to Peterson, eluding tacklers as he goes. He's across the 35 to the 36-yard line.
Well, Peterson broke the one tackle, and then I think his helmet went down a little over his eyes, and he had his head down. If he would have had his head up, he might have been able to bounce it out to the outside and get some more yards. But at that point, he was just making sure he was holding on to the ball.
Let's see, was that a 16-yard gain then? Were they at the 30 before that?
Yes.
All right, 16 yards for Peterson and a first down. First and 10 Storm at the 46-yard line, their own 46. They stretch play right side to Colin McGregor near midfield and shoved out of bounds. Good play there by Ethan Waggy. Gain of four for McGregor.
One of my favorite part of watching Storm football is just the different weapons that they have every year. It's you know, five, six, seven guys can carry the ball and can all hurt you. And then on defense, their pursuit is just, there's a reason why the Storm are good every single year. And it's because they just do everything so well, all the little things.
McGlynn under center, gives it to his tailback, James Peterson. Nothing. Good stop. Caden DeRay. DeRay the junior.
Yeah, give credit to DeRay. He got right through and made a nice ankle tackle.
Yeah, they gave it to Peterson that time, and he finds nothing. Peterson already with six carries for about 30 yards. He also has a catch for 12 yards today. Third and six for Stephen Argyle at the 50. The Storm just one of three on third down so far. They're 2 for 2 on fourth. McGlynn will go straight back to throw, rolls right, gets hit as he throws, passing complete, trying a slant route down the near side, looking for Colin McGregor. And that's a great defensive play. Pressure coming big time by BGMR. I believe that was DeRay applying the pressure once again. So not only is that three straight incompletions by McGlynn, that's three straight third down stops by this BGMR defense. So a big down here for the Gators. You can get a stop, get the ball back, but still 3:49 to go until halftime. Stephen Argyle up 21-7. Yeah, big play for both teams right here.
And if it wasn't for the pressure on the quarterback, McGlynn, he would have been able to wait a few more seconds, and then the receiver would have been able to get open.
So this will be a punting down. As Colin McGregor gets the snap, has plenty of time to get the kick off. Good kick, end over end. It is fielded at the 15, and returning it is DeLager. He gets up to the 20, slips a tackle, 25, and out of bounds at about the 27-yard line. Finally chasing him out is Caden Mooney. Not a bad punt there, but a pretty decent return. Again, we've talked about BGMR's special teams today. They've been able to find some daylight on kick returns, and we see it there.
And a nice play by DeLager. He was able to go back. He didn't let it hit the ground. He made sure that he caught it, and it was almost over-the-shoulder type catch along the near sideline. And that probably saved him at least an extra 10, 15 yards.
So they'll start at their own 29, will the Gators, with 3:39 to go until halftime. Stephen Argyle up 21-7 here on their home turf in Argyle. So Kaysen Swenson had the 30-yard touchdown after eluding a sack about three or four times. Oh, he lost the snap, and he dove on it. He does dive on it. Trying to get it for the Storm was James Peterson, but good awareness by Kaysen Swenson. First botched snap we've seen from either team today, and ultimately no harm done. It'll be back to the line of scrimmage in second and 10.
Yeah, hit him in the hands, but he just wasn't able to bring it up, and alertly just dove right on top of it.
Now Swenson out of the gun, and a clean snap here. He'll take off and run. He's got a little bit of a hold and gets hit in the open field. Peterson is there along with Josh Peterszewski combining on the stop. It'll be a decent gain on the scramble up the middle. Gives him about 5 yards there.
I love the hustle by Petrushevsky. He was up, he was trying to make the rush up at the quarterback, and then he turned around when he saw somebody went by him, and then he tracked it down and finished off the tackle from behind. And unfortunately for the Storm, they have another injury on the field. Colton Paniak is getting off the field, walking on his own power, but a little gingerly.
Yeah, he's a big part of this team, is Paniak, the 6'2 junior, playing tight end, linebacker. He is walking off under his own power, but as you said, Chris, gingerly, so he will join Michael Jacobson on the bench
over here.
We have a timeout called by Badger Greenbush Middle River.
So we'll take one with them. 3:11 to go till halftime. Badger Greenbush faced with a third and six. Badger Greenbush Middle River faced with a third and six at their own 33. When we come back, 21-7. Stephen Argyle the lead. High school football on KROX. Welcome back. Jay Sorensen Memorial Field. You're home of the Stephen Argyle Storm as the Storm enjoy a 21-7 lead over Badger Greenbush Middle River. Tommy Rezach, Chris Fee with you today on KROX. Wherever you're listening, however you're listening, glad to have you along on what, all told, is a pretty decent afternoon of weather for high school football. Overcast, but it's not snowing, it's not windy, 28 degrees in this Section 8 nine-man matchup.
Well, the key in northwest Minnesota, and, well, basically all of Minnesota, when there's no wind, it always feels significantly better.
Yeah.
We have barely a breeze, so this is, especially for the players, this isn't a bad day at all.
Mm-mm. Yeah, northwest wind at 3 miles an hour. All right, third and six now for Badger Greenbush Middle River at the Stephen Argyle, at their own 33-yard line. BGMR 1-3 on third down. It's a toss sweep, and the ball is loose. Dylan Von Endy juggled it. I think he was able to get it back as about three Storm dived on it. Von Endy does get the ball back, but unfortunately he'll lose 4 yards, and that'll make it about a fourth and 10.
That is not the play the Gators obviously wanted. They were trying to get it to the near sideline on a sort of a sweep-type play, but the fumble, and the Gators just happy they're able to jump on top of it. Now they're going to have to punt it away.
Kobe DeLager will come on to punt it for a second time. His first punt went for only 22. Back deep for the Storm is Jason Lindgren. Low snap. He does get it cleanly. Gets it off. Pretty high kick. And, oh, it'll be fielded and dropped by Lindgren. But I think Lindgren got it back. Boy, there's been a few close calls like that. Got some botched snaps. We had a toss sweep that was dropped, and that time on a punt return. Lindgren kind of running into the ball, trying to catch it on the run. It fell off his hands, and fortunately for the Storm, he gets it back up to the 45-yard line.
Lindgren did the right thing there. He wanted to make sure he could field it without it hitting the turf. But as he had dove for it to try to grab it, it just went off his fingertips, and luckily he jumped on top of it.
Only about a 21-yard punt there. Stephen Argyle takes over first and 10 at the BGMR 45-yard line with 2:31 to go until halftime. Storm up 21-7 as this handoff will come to James Peterson. He's upended by Dylan Foss, but a decent gain by Peterson up to the 39-yard line. Pick up a six.
Yeah, good hole on the right side of the line, and Peterson read it nicely, was able to get through and get a nice gain on the first down.
So it'll be maybe a little bit more urgency on this drive for Stephen Argyle, down to about 2:05 to go until halftime. Plenty of time. You don't need to rush anything as McGlynn goes back to throw with protection, throws near side. The pass is caught by Logan Nordine. First time we've called Nordine's name today, and he'll be right close to a first down. I think they're going to, they're going to move the chains.
Well, Nordine, he made the play. He caught the ball, and as soon as it hit his fingertips, he was hit by Dylan Foss, who made a nice open field tackle, and really a great catch, and even more importantly, holding on to it by Nordine.
Only a 5-yard gain, but that's about all he needed to move the chains, and it will be a first down. They give it to Lindgren, stretch play left. Now he cuts it up the middle, 30, 25 as he falls forward. That's a nice sweep play as he'll have, about nine. Nope, they're going to move the chains. Gain of 10.
Up to the 35-yard line for another first down for the Storm. And Lindgren, a nice spin move to get some extra yards.
They will move the chains again. Already 13 first downs in this first half. McGlynn under center. Goes back to throw. Rolls to his right with protection. Steps up. He's going to run. He dives. Slides to a stop. Smart play across the 20. And down to about the 18 or 19-yard line.
Yep, the Storm are going to call a timeout. They have three remaining with a minute 13 remaining in the first half.
Yeah, so we'll step aside briefly. A minute 13 to go till halftime. 21-7. Stephen Argyle, the Storm, have the ball, and they're driving. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to Argyle. Coverage of high school football today on KROX. Tommy Rezach in the booth. Chris Fee on the sidelines. Glad to have you on board. Been a pretty entertaining half of football as Stephen Argyle will try and add to their 21-7 lead with 73 seconds until halftime. They're faced with a second and third at the Gator 18-yard line. Jumping, we got movement, flags all over the place. This is going to be a false start against Stephen Argyle. That'll back him up 5 yards. So that'll turn a second and three into a second and eight. Two penalties for 15 yards against the Storm. Well, my Huskers taking it on the chin today, 52-17. Ohio State leading them in Big Ten action. Again under center as they'll toss sweep it over to Colin McGregor near side. He's got lots of room, and he'll be out of bounds, and he'll have a first down. Let's see, they'll mark him out at the 9. That's a pickup 14 for McGregor that time. Gain of 14, another first down. They moved the chains three times on this drive already. And Stephen Argyle has first and goal at the 8.
Well, they would love to punch one in here at the end of the half. Take a 27, 28-point lead, maybe 29.
The Glenn under center. His tailback is Peterson. One guy bunched tight to the formation on each side. They'll give it to the tailback, Peterson. He is short. Tackled from behind by Dawson Bido. Well, Peterson does get to the 5, maybe the 4-yard line. And I'll give 4 yards to Peterson there.
And another timeout for the Storm.
Another timeout for the Storm. A minute and 1 second to go until half. Yeah, let's grab another 30. We'll be right back after this. Second and goal for Stephen Argyle at the 5 as the Storm lead the Gators of BGMR 21-7. And during that commercial break just a moment ago on second and goal, it is Jason Lindgren scoring for the third time this afternoon, capping a 7-play drive. This touchdown from 4 yards away, and it is 27-7, Stephen Argyle. And now they will try the point after. Will the Storm? Jaden Kasprovich with the hold coming from Jason Lindgren. Snap is clean. Hold is clean. The kick is good. Kasprovich knocks through the point after, and with 54.3 seconds to go in the first half, your new score, Stephen Argyle 28, Badger Greenbush Middle River 7. Again, that was a pretty short drive, 7 plays, 45 yards after they took over in Gator territory. The Storm, a lot of basically keeping it on the ground for the vast majority of that drive, and able to punch it in and take this 28-7 lead.
Well, you don't want to give a team like the Stephen Argyle Storm a short field. That's what happened, and it all happened because of the good defense by Stephen Argyle. They get the shorter punt, 20-some yards, 40-yard field, and they're able to punch it in with under a minute left and take a 28-7 lead. But I think Badger Greenbush Middle River, they have to be happy with how they've come out. It's just a miscue here or there is what's cost them in most of their offensive series, and defensively they haven't played bad. It's just Stephen Argyle is so good.
Yeah, a lot of size, a lot of physicality for Stephen Argyle, and they have that extra game. They didn't have to quarantine for 14 days. Yeah, you got to give Badger Greenbush Middle River a ton of credit.
Well, this is what Stephen Argyle wanted too. They just wanted a good solid effort, which you expected you're going to get from the Gators, but not knowing what to expect.
Right.
They have to be happy with how the Gators have played, too.
Well, certainly, I think you told me, Chris, that you would expect BGMR to be very fired up after being cooped up for 2 weeks. As the kickoff here by Kasprovich is fielded by Von Endy near the 10. And Von Endy gets it up to the far side, up to about the 28, maybe, where they mark him over there. 29, it looks like. So, yeah, about a 19-yard kickoff return. So, Von Endy's done a nice job back there.
Now, the high school sports, you just never know what to expect in the first place. But
right.
When you haven't played and you've been in quarantine for 2 weeks, we really had no idea what to expect.
Well, 47 seconds to go. BGMR has how many timeouts left? 3? Have they burned one yet?
They have 2, I think.
I think they used 1. Yeah, you're right. So, some time to do something here before halftime. We've seen Swenson go to the air a number of times. He lines up under center. Motion man is Kobe DeLager from right to left. And this time they'll hand it off. Actually, Swenson keeps it himself and gets buried in the backfield. Juan Martinez, also Jaden Kasprovich, combining on that stop. Big-time play for the Storm.
I think that was a broken play because you have the quarterback, Swenson. He turned to hand off to somebody. There was nobody there, so then he spun again, and there was still nobody there, so then he just decided to tuck it in and run, but Kasprovich was there to make the tackle.
Loss of 3, and this clock just continues to wind down. We're under 20 seconds left to go until half. half, 28-7 Stephen Argyle. This time Swenson will throw, two receivers right, one left, looks left, throws left, open man, Kobe DeLager tries to spin away, but DeLager is cut down by Colin McGregor, great open field tackle. Stops him shy of the first down as well at the 34.
And a timeout's going to be called by Badger Greenbush Middle River, and they'll mark it at the 35, it looks like.
35, so he needed about 13 to move the chains. They give him about 10 yards. Yeah, nice job by Swenson to find the open man. As DeLager made that catch. DeLager with catches of 13 and now 11 yards today.
Yeah, 4.6 seconds left in the game. The Gators want a timeout so they can run one more play and see what the BGMR has up their sleeves here. I like it.
Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah, I mean, you may as well just try and dial something up and see what you can do with these 4.6 seconds. So the Gators down to one timeout to go. So barring any penalties or anything, this will likely be the final play of the first half coming up. Stay tuned for our halftime show. We'll go over the stats of this game. We'll tell you about some other high school games going on in the region. And we'll maybe update you on some major college football scores. All right, third and four for BGMR at their own 34. Swenson in the gun, pump fakes to the left, spins away from pressure, throws to the middle, the pass is caught. Dylan Von Endy, he will have a first down, not that it really matters as it runs out the clock, but he does get to the 37, 38-yard line, pick up a four there as Von Endy makes the catch. And that will end the half for us as Badger Greenbush Middle River trails Stephen Argyle Storm here in Argyle. The Storm on their homecoming game, leading it 28-7 at the halftime break. Stay tuned. Much more to come. You're listening to High School Football on the Voice of the Valley, KROX. Halftime interview, I'm sorry. We got Coach Marcus down there with Chris.
We're here with Coach Ethan Marcus. And, Coach, you have to be pretty happy with how your team has come out, not really knowing what to expect from BGMR.
Well, I think so. And as you can see here, we expected a tough game, and it is going to be one. It's going to be tough, and it's physical. And you know, the clouds are here, cooled off a little bit, so it'll be a tough second half, and we're going to have to put our best foot forward.
Offensively, you have to be happy with how your line is creating some holes, but how your running backs are hitting the holes as well.
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think we're doing okay. I mean, we can't complain with a comfortable lead, but we have got to make sure that we're prepared for the second half here, because they're going to be sending that safety again here and jumbling things up here. So we've got to be prepared. We've got to adjust. We've got to be able to handle this.
How about defensively? What were your thoughts on the first half?
Well, I think, about what we expected. You know, they've got some very big kids. They've got some fast kids. The quarterback throws a nice ball. I thought he's, a good-looking player. And so we're going to have, I think we're going to have more of the same here. So we better settle in on defense as well.
Any changes in the second half?
Well, I think not much. You know, we got to play tough, and we got to expect them to play an entire 24 minutes tough, too.
Coach, thanks for talking to us. Best of luck in the second half.
Thank you.
And back to you, Tommy.
Thank you, Chris. Yeah, sorry, I still got to get in that habit of those halftime interviews. But, yeah, we thank Coach Ethan Marcus for his comments. Obviously, a pretty good half for Stephen Argyle as they lead BGMR at the break 28-7. Now we'll take a timeout and come back with stats and more. You're listening to High School Football on KROX. And Jay Sorensen Memorial Field. It's homecoming for the Stephen Argyle Storm, and so far so good for their homecoming game as they lead Badger Greenbush Middle River here at half, 28-7. So breaking down the numbers of this first half, again, our score, Stephen Argyle 28, Badger Greenbush Middle River 7. And for Stephen Argyle, we know their bread and butter is running the football. They had 520 rushing yards through their first two games. In this first half, unofficially, 216 yards on the ground, being led by Jason Lindgren, the 6-foot senior, with 9 carries, 69 yards, and 3 touchdowns. He had rushing scores of 4, 1, and 4 yards. He had a touchdown there in the first quarter and 2 more in the second. So he's obviously having a great game. Colin McGregor, 6 carries for 62 yards. James Peterson, 8 carries for 48. Michael Jacobson, who sat out a decent chunk of that second quarter with an apparent leg injury. Jacobson with 7 carries for 37 yards. He also has a catch for 4 yards. Quarterback Zach McGlynn, 3 of 6 for 21 yards. McGlynn also 2 carries for 8 yards and a touchdown on the ground. Looking at Badger Greenbush Middle River, not as much success running the football there in that first half. 29 yards on the ground, led by Ethan Waggy on the ground. 5 carries for 19 yards for him, but tip your hat to Casey Swenson. Unofficially, 7 of 8 through the air, 78 yards and a touchdown. BGMR's lone score came with 5:23 to go in the second quarter. I believe it was a third down play. Kaysen Swenson scrambling all over the place in the backfield, eluding at least two or three potential sackers. And then he found Aaron Westling down the field for a 30-yard touchdown. The point after try by Kobe DeLauger. The point after try was good from him. So at that point, it was 21-7, Stephen Argyle, with 5:23 to go, but it was Jason Lindgren punching it in from 4 yards out. That made it in the PAT by Jaden Kisprovich with 54 seconds left in the half. That brought us to the score of 28-7. So Patrick Greenbush, Middle River, let's see, so the 78 yards through the air and 29 on the ground, so just over 100 yards of total offense. Compare that to 237 for Stephen Argyle. So pretty crisp half for Stephen Argyle, kind of like we expected, but hats off to BGMR for the effort that they've given after not practicing, not playing for the last 15 days. Again, our score, Stephen Argyle 28 and Badger Greenbush Middle River 7. We'll take a break, come back, see if we can find you any other scores, and we'll be ready for the second half. Coming up in just a few minutes, it's high school football on KROX. So the halftime warm-ups are done. Both teams just about ready to start this second half of play. So obviously, Stephen Argyle in the driver's seat, going to try and do just more of the same, keeping the ball on the ground. They already have in this game four guys with 37 or more yards rushing, led by Jason Lindgren with the 9 carries, 69 yards, and 3 touchdowns in the first half. So Stephen Argyle will kick off to start this game, or the second half, I'm sorry. And the Gators will be receiving, moving right to left, across your radio dial. Chris Fee on the sidelines for us today, snapping pictures as well. Be sure to check out the story, the comments, the pictures, the stats, all of it a little bit later on this afternoon at KROXAM.com. Click on sports, all the local sports news you need in one convenient location. Jaden Kisprovich kicks it into the air. Good high kick. It bounces off the hands of Dylan Von Endy, but he picks it up and gets running to the 25, has a block, throws a stiff arm, 30, runs over a defender, then he's finally pushed back at the 34-yard line. Looks like Demetrius Oberg on the stop, along with Logan Nordine. So another decent return by Dylan Von Endy, the sophomore. Been their return specialist in this game, and he's done a nice job. So BGMR with decent field position. First and 10 on their own 34 to start this third quarter. And BGMR just over 100 yards of offense in that first half. 78 of those yards through the air. Kaysen Swenson under center. Two receivers each way. A flag comes out. I think we're going to have a false start. So wait the call. Yep, that is what it is. Two penalties now for 10 yards on BGMR. Their first penalty was actually on the game's opening kickoff when the kick went out of bounds. And that was a 5-yard penalty. As is this, so it'll be first and 15 now at their own 29-yard line for the Gators.
Obviously, I'm going to state the Coach Lee probably not too happy with how this second half has started with that false start going back first and 15 now, but the good news is it's still a first down.
Yeah, just 10 seconds in, and yeah, frustrating start. Kobe DeLauger comes in motion from left to right. They'll hand it off to Ethan Waggy. Waggy tries left side, a lot of east to west running, but able to get a couple of yards. Jason Lindgren leading the stop along with Josh Peterszewski. He actually lost a yard on that one, huh? Okay, yeah, tough to tell from this angle, but yeah, DeLauger. Waggy getting that carry and lost a 1 yard.
Well, the Storm dude, such a good job right up the middle. The Gators just said, we're not going to try to run it right up Smash Mouth football. We're going to try to get to the outside.
Two receivers each way and a tailback coming in motion from left to right. This time is DeLauger. DeLauger has some space. He'll have a first down and more across the 45 and down at the 49-yard line. Good hard run of 17 yards for Kobe DeLauger.
And one of those in on the tackle is Peterszewski for Stephen Argyle all the way over there.
He hit that hole and had some good running room down the far side. And, yeah, the Storm able to wrap him up. But they mark him back a couple of yards. They'll move it up to the 48, so I guess a gain of 16 officially. But still, a terrific run by Kobe DeLauger. That's the longest run play of the game for Badger Green Bush Middle River right there. Swenson under center gives it to his fullback, Ethan Waggy. And Waggy barrels ahead to the 45 of Stephen Argyle down to the 43.
So
the Gators right now, they're just spreading things out. They have two receivers to the far side, two to the near side. So you have almost half your team out on near the sideline. So that's what they're going to try to do here in the second half against Stephen Argyle. Spread it out and try to do what they've been doing here on this drive so far.
Second down and one, so they'll give him a gain of nine there. Swenson under center, play action, fakes the handoff to Woggy, rolls to his left, throws a terrific throw down to Kobe DeLogger. He flips the tackles, he makes the catch, and down to the near side at the 21-yard line. It'll be a gain of 22 yards
and
on the pitch and
there
catch.
There is a flag on
flag
the play,
down.
Though, and it might be coming back.
Oh, gosh.
Hold in.
Oh, my goodness. Just a terrific pitch and catch, a great catch and coverage by Kobe DeLogger. But it doesn't matter.
I don't know if you heard one of the assistant coaches for Stephen Argyle saying to one of the players, you're the luckiest person in here right now, because I think he had a missed assignment there.
Perhaps. Wow. So we'll back him up, and wow, just two really frustrating penalties for Badger Greenbush Middle River. You start off at the false start, and then what would have been a 22-yard receiving play negated by a holding call. So now three penalties for 20 yards in this game for BGMR. That will make it second and call it 16.